Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Beginning tomorrow, Michigan is lifting its outdoor mask requirement, except in gatherings of at least 100 people and in organized contact sports. The live details now with News Radio 950's Charlie Langton. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Jason. Yeah, do you like wearing masks? Well, a lot of people say no, and that will change tomorrow under a new order from the Michigan Health Department. No masks are required if you're outside and there are less than 100 people. And no masks required if you're inside a home, fully vaccinated, and without symptoms. Kat from Sterling Heights, aren't these masks, though, for your own safety?
Yeah, no. More sweaty than anything. That's the truth. You can't hardly breathe through it or anything. I don't like them, but I'm following the rules every day.
That's good, because she's working inside. By the way, the new mask order, the no mask order, starts tomorrow, and it will go to the end of May. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
A frontline healthcare worker who knows firsthand about the damage the coronavirus can do says, please get vaccinated.
Deidre Green is a registered nurse treating COVID-19 patients at Beaumont Farmington Hills. She also lost her 73-year-old mother to the virus.
The virus has no mercy. Just last week, I lost a patient in his 40s.
Green says we now have a weapon against this virus, the COVID-19 vaccine.
I know so many people are concerned about getting the vaccination, but we are taking chances every day in life. So take a chance and get something that could possibly help.
The state health department is recommending everyone 16 and older get vaccinated. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Republican lawmakers, meanwhile, are now urging the governor to include residents who got vaccinated out of state in her benchmarks for reopening the state of Michigan. In a joint statement, 8 legislators say that because of Michigan's vaccine rollout, many people traveled to bordering states like Ohio and Indiana to get the COVID shot. They're asking the governor now to create a pre-recording process to include those vaccinated residents. The reopening plan announced last week will use 4 vaccination-based milestones to prepare for reopening the state of Michigan. It's going to rely on data for residents 16 years or older who have received their first dose.
This is a trouble spot in traffic that has led to multiple crashes and fatalities over the last year, and MDOT is investigating what they should do about it. It's the M14 eastbound interchange at the Huron River in Ann Arbor. Spokesman Aaron Jenkins says the merge lane is too short. One option is to close the Barton Drive ramp, but he says Ann Arbor residents have been opposed.
We've also considered an option to reconstruct eastbound M14 and the westbound ramp there at Barton Drive to improve areas of safety and operation. However, this option will impact the park there and the trails.
MDOT says it does plan to put in electronic billboards warning of backups ahead by late fall.
Yesterday was Election Day in parts of Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne counties. A number of school districts asking voters to approve millage renewal and bond issue proposals, and voters came through, locking in yes votes for at least 10 districts. Meantime, in Oakland County, voters in Franklin decided the village council will not have the power to construct new sidewalks in residential areas.
Today is Cinco de Mayo, and Southwest Detroit, well, a lot of people actually, are ready for a celebration.
It's been a rite of spring to have the party, the fiesta, and to eat and drink Mexican style.
That's Ray Lozano, president of the Mexican Patriot Committee, who says Mexican Town today will be hopping.
Every year, you know, people really love to celebrate, and they come from all over the metro area just to the Mexican Town restaurants. And you know, it's estimated in normal times that there's over 50 restaurants, taquerias, taco trucks, and the likes.
Lozano says, well, everyone likes a good margarita. Cinco de Mayo is actually an important day in history. He says it was in 1862 when the Mexican army defeated France. French soldiers were headed to the U.S. to join up with the Confederates.
So we might be, you know, wearing different colors here.
Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
After a one-year hiatus, Thunder Over Michigan is roaring back to the skies this summer. The high-flying event giving spectators the experience of witnessing unique, historical, and modern aircraft in flight. A new format is coming this year, allowing people to watch the show inside of their own vehicle or just outside of it, with audio broadcast over the radio. This is set to take place August the 7th and 8th at Willow Run Airport in Ypsilanti.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.